Man, I told some people we'd be praying for them tonight. Amen. I told James, laying up there in the hospital, in a coma. I don't know but what he can hear me. Sometimes folks have been able to hear. They heard doctors talking when they gave up on him. And they wanted to scream out, "Don't give up on me." Amen. So every time I go, I just talk to him like he can hear me. And I told him we'd be praying for him tonight. Amen. And there's another boy up there named Simpson. Whole family up there standing vigil over him. And folks need to pray for him also. Amen. Then Martha, she really got the bug. And she needs our prayers. And I talked to Sister Janet Kilburn. And she needs our prayers. Amen. And I talked to Brother Marion McGuire. And he's home doing better. But he needs our prayers. No pneumonia, lungs clear, just a real bad virus. Amen. And he was worried about that pneumonia possibility. There's some folks I told we'd pray for them. Amen. Randy and Tricia's down in Lexington with both her grandmas in the hospital on both sides. Amen. They didn't make it back. I told them we'd be praying for them. Praise God. Let's raise our hands and go to the Lord for these folks in prayer. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Jesus saw their faith and said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Amen. "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." If Jesus had one thing to say to you at the end of 1997, amen, and we would spring forever into eternity from this moment on, what would you like for him to say to you? What would you like for Jesus to say to you? Amen. I tell you what I'd like to hear. "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Praise God. Oh, yes. If I were dying, just one word to say, I'd speak it for Jesus, and then I'd breathe my life away. He'll be there. Ah, but what would you like to hear from him? Oh, there's plenty of things I'd like to say myself. Amen. Ah, but what would you like to hear from him? Forgiven. Forgiven. Forgiven! Hallelujah. Would you like to hear from those whom you've done wrong? Forgiven. Would you like to hear from your enemies? Forgiven. The enemies would fade into oblivion. Amen. The old grudges would be a thing of the past, forever forgotten. Amen. Forgiven. Would you like to hear from your children who won't talk to you hardly anymore? Forgiven. You like to hear from your mother, your husband, or your wife, amen, that's been estranged, forgiven. That's good. That'd be wonderful. But I'll tell you what really counts is to hear it from Jesus. "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Amen. We hear a lot about digging a hole through the roof and letting a man down. And that distresses me a little bit. Amen. Somebody digging a hole in the roof and putting a man down through it. Amen. And you know what I believe they did? I believe they got so carried away with the miracle they forgot to patch the roof. Just like they do around church a lot of time. They get so carried away with the shouting that they forget there's work to be done. Amen. Somebody's got to patch the roof. Hey, but I don't want to get involved too deeply with that roof patching business, lest I lose his last words. The one that laid the foundation for the miracle. "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." We'll patch the roof later. Amen. 10 years from now. Amen. We won't even remember the roof had a hole in it. Well, they let a man down through it. Them guys so irresponsible let that man down through the roof, probably didn't even put the tile back. Amen. He got carried away with a miracle. But I'll tell you one thing. I believe that man that got healed went out a different way than he came in. I don't think he went back through that hole in the roof, do you? Woo! I don't think he climbed them ropes and them strings, them cords that they let him down with. No, I believe he went shouting out of there. Hallelujah! Not because he was healed only, but because Jesus said, "Son, son." That's like Brother Havis was praying. And the Lord spoke to him and said, "Son," and he forgot about what all the other stuff he told him. He wanted to shout to the top of his voice to everybody in hearing distance, "Did you hear what he called me? He called me son." "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Hallelujah. Oh, there were certain scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. He didn't even say it out loud. They reasoned in their hearts. But he knows hearts. He'd hear hearts talk. Amen. Vernon Smith, deer hunting, his heart was beating so loud. Amen. And he knew that his heart was beating so loud it was going to scare the deer off. Jesus can hear hearts talk. Amen. Why doth this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit, didn't hear it with his ears, he perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within themselves, he said to them, "Why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it be easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and take up thy bed and walk.' But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." Hey. Amen. The healing was a bonus. The healing was extra. Hey. He said that you might know. Amen. He saith to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house." But he laid the foundation when he said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Amen. Oh, to hear Daddy say, "Son, I forgive you." Oh, to hear Mama say, "I forgive you." Amen. Oh, to have it written for all to behold. Forgiven! Forgiven! Amen. You know what I believe? I think he heard that man's heart crying out. I think he saw the guilt and the trembling and the fear inside. Amen. I think he saw what was really hurting him. I think he saw what was really causing him to be sick. Amen. He saw the agony of his spirit. He saw the tears of his soul as they let him down. Embarrassed, ashamed, his soul crying out for help. Amen. You know what he needed to hear Jesus say? More than anything in the world. And what he was crying out for in his soul. Hallelujah. These Pharisees reasoned in their hearts, but this man was crying out in his spirit. Amen. Amen. Sister Hobbs at Thayer, Missouri, told me years ago when she went through a real bad sick spell, she knew she was being chastened of the Lord. Amen. And she was so sick, she was passing out. She said, "I passed out saying, 'I failed you, Lord. I failed you, Lord. I failed you, Lord.'" Amen. Wouldn't it be good to open your eyes and come back to and say, thy sins be forgiven thee. Sister Hobbs survived. She came out of it. Praise God, forgiven. She's already gone to glory now. Her and Brother Hobbs both. Amen. Their son's still living. Still goes to Midway Church. There in Fair, Missouri. Praise God. Oh, to hear him say, when we failed him so badly, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. What's bothering you tonight? Amen. What's eating at your soul tonight? Oh, I can't always tell the front, you know, that people put on. I can't always tell when they wear their nice clothes to church. They're like the king of Samaria in Elijah's day. Amen. And when Samaria was besieged, and when those two women had it, one harlot had killed her baby and they ate him, and then the other wouldn't let him have hers. Wouldn't eat hers. And when that king heard that, he rent his kingly garments. And when he ripped the seam and the buttons of that garment, tore it in exasperation for what was going on in his town, they saw that sackcloth was underneath. Oh, if you could see the sackcloth that people wear to church underneath their good clothes. They look like kings and queens, but they're wearing sackcloth. How many times, Oak, have you wore sackcloth underneath your Sunday suit? How many times, Dougie, have you wore sackcloth underneath your Sunday suit? Amen. Ah, yes. These are boys that have gone out and pastored. Amen. How many times, Mike, up there on the hill, amen, is up preaching, carrying on, doing the best you could, but underneath is wearing sackcloth. Amen. You know about it too, don't you, Jerry Wayne? Amen. You know about it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We need to hear his voice one more time. This last Sunday night of 1997, what would you like to hear him say? It's all right. Amen. All is well. Follow me. Or what would thou have me to do unto thee? What would you like to hear him say? If he never could talk to you again this side of the judgment, I'd like to hear him say, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. And he's saying it to those that call on him tonight. He's saying it to those that seek him tonight. Praise God. He's saying it. He's reaching out to you tonight. Amen. He's speaking to some heart right here in this service. From the very first, he's been talking to hearts. My, and Prince's testimony, he was talking to hearts. How many times do we fail to really get down to the cause? We doctor symptoms. We never stem the tide of the cause. It's like going into the house with water running across the floor. Amen. And someone has left the water running in the bathtub and it's run over, or the stool has stuck and it's run over while it's gone. Amen. And it's running out to the bathroom and it's filled the hallway, and now it's running out the front door. Well, here's what we do in church. We grab a mop, start mopping water. Well, that's the wrong thing to do. First, you got to turn the faucet off. Amen. Jesus, turn the faucet off. When Jesus said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee," he got down to the root cause. Yeah. I told you about contracted cutting a quarter acre of sprouts off of our acre there in Arkansas. My dad asked what I'd take to cut that quarter acre of sprouts, and I said 50 cents. I thought there wouldn't be nothing to it. I cut sprouts, and I cut sprouts, and I cut sprouts, and I cut sprouts. Amen. Well, Uncle Jake come by. Uncle Jake England, I told you about Dub. That was Dub's grandpa. E.W. England's grandpa. Amen. Dub lived across the creek. He didn't have no floor in his one-room log cabin, so I could look down on one boy in the country. I had a floor at least in my one-room log cabin. Amen. Uncle Jake, that's Aunt Lizzie's husband. Aunt Lizzie was the one that was the judge at the talent show at school on Friday evening. Amen. And everybody knew that Victor and Anita Pruitt won the talent show because they sung Barbary Allen from London Town to where I was born. There was a fair maid dwelling all the way till they both died from love sickness. Amen. And a briar grew on Sweet William's grave and a rose on Barbary's grave, and the rose grew around the briar. They sung it all the way through. Good harmony, never missed a word. Everybody knew that Victor and Anita had won the contest. I got up and sung "She's My Filipino Baby," Cowboy Copas' latest hit. And Aunt Lizzie, see, the teacher appointed Aunt Lizzie, my aunt by marriage, as the only judge. And Aunt Lizzie picked me. That's the only talent show I ever won. And my Aunt Lizzie was the only... Uncle Jake was Aunt Lizzie's husband. She was only kin by marriage. There was a lot of rivalry in the family. But when they come right down to brass tacks, they took sides with family. Aunt Lizzie picked me. Uncle Jake come along while I was cutting sprouts. And he said, "If you bust up that stool down there, you got to bust up that old stool," he said. Amen. "Them sprouts won't come back as bad." See, we'd cut them sprouts before, Oak, but they came back. Said, "You got to bust that stool." Hallelujah. Hey, we got to get down to the root of things. And Jesus said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." He busted a stool. Amen. He got right down to the root. Hey, hallelujah. He said, "Thy sin." He shut off the faucet. And then he said, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." He shut off the faucet and then healed him. Praise God. Hey, there's a lot of folks like to get healed but don't get right with God. Amen. A lady came to be prayed for by a prominent evangelist years ago when the great healing revivals was going on. And he said, "What would you do if the Lord healed your legs?" And she said, "I haven't been to a dance in years. I'd like to go to a dance." He said, "Your legs good enough for what you're going to do with them," and shoved her on through the line. Didn't even pray for her. Amen. Yeah. You don't have to bust the stew. You're going to have to get the faucet shut off. What we need to hear is, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Amen? But before your sins can be forgiven, you got to ask Him. Your heart needs to be crying out. You need to have godly sorrow. You need to repent. Yeah. He'll say it, "Son." He'll even call you son. He may even call you daughter. Amen. Yeah, He knows whether you're a son or a daughter. He knows. He knows exactly what I need. He knows tonight, Father. Reach out tonight and meet the need as they come to sing of ever life, I pray. Oh, reach out, Lord, and meet the need of my friends tonight. Lord, you heard my cry. When I cried out to you with all my soul, you heard me. So many times you've heard me. So many times you spoke those great, wonderful words. Sweetest words I ever heard. I forgive. Amen. Help us to go into 1998. Forgiven! God forbid that we go another day unforgiven. Jesus' name, stand with me tonight. Stand with me tonight. I forgive. I forgive you. He even speaks your language. He may speak it in the vernacular. I forgive you. He knows the language you speak. He knows what you understand best. Oh, he knows Chinese, Spanish. Amen. Everything. Amen. He speaks your language. He knows what you need to hear. He knows what you need to say. Are you willing to say it, Lord? From this day on, I give you my life. He's waiting to hear you so he can say, I forgive. From this day on, Lord, I'm going to leave the world and sin behind. I'm going to serve you. He'll say, I forgive. Praise God. I forgive. thank God.
Will you obey God or will you continue to go the way of the flesh? You've made this decision time after time. You've had this attitude. This is one thing. I say to you, if it were the blessings of the Lord in your soul and in your life, is there any secret to God Almighty? Why, such a little thing. If you truly seek my face, you will become willing to do what I want you to do, and it will be unto you such a little thing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
As though you would break a straw.
Hallelujah.
Right now, it is so big to you.
Hallelujah.
Because it's in unbelief and in disobedience.
Oh, hallelujah.
And I say to you, seek the Lord with all your heart and to come with him to do what he wants you to do, and complete victory will be yours. Peace, joy, love, comfort from the God of heaven.
My God, my God, my God. Thank you. Praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The altar's open. The prophets have prophesied. Amen. The invitation is ours to peace, joy. Come on, as they sing tonight.